Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, December 14th, 2018. This will actually be the last podcast of 2018. We're headed off on vacation. We have Dan's weekly wrap-up, a What Did Barrett Say? The Santa Text edition. Also, Kennedy interviewing the Backstreet Boys for Under the Tree with BSP. Just want to kind of go around the room with everybody and share their experiences of being there last night with everybody that won tickets, with everybody from the radio station, and then obviously with the Backstreet Boys. So, Kennedy, you were the host of the evening, so
yes.
you got to go backstage, you were on stage. How was all of it for you?
I wouldn't say backstage, per se. I was in the hallway outside of the room where they were.
Well, I saw you leave to go meet with the band. Did that
not
happen?
I met with management.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was fine. They just wanted to go over, you know, here's how it's going to happen. You know, it's like a play. It's like anything. Mm-hmm. We have timing that we have to worry about.
Yes. Well, and this one had a little bit more stress involved because they were doing all of this for our national platform on radio.com
right.
as well. So not just for Mix and for mm-hmm. us on this show, but they're going to distribute it across
right.
all these digital platforms.
But here's what I'll say is sitting up there with the guys, they all looked me in the eye the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was having questions, even Kevin, who was all the way down at the other end, he was leaning over,
yeah.
you know, like invested in the conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I first sat down, I was sitting next to Nick, who is a very tall guy.
Yes.
And we're very close because the stage, you know, with mm-hmm. the way it was. The
right.
was and he just kind of looked at me and I smiled at him and I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And he just looked at me and he winked at me. And I was like, now I'm shook. And now I can't get it together. It was just not in like a sexy way. I don't mean to say. I think he was just like, you'll be fine. But it was just like,
sure.
Nick Carter just winked at me. No big deal. What'd you do today?
I'm going to pass out now.
I'll be fine. And to be honest, there are moments I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like
right.
I was listening back to some of it this morning and
you're like, oh, I said
I completely
that.
Forgot. I just think I was so, you just mm-hmm. want to do so well. You
right.
know?
And it was a little bit different because I, at least from looking from the outside to you up on
yeah.
stage, is when we normally interview these guys, it's in a little bit more intimate setting, like backstage at MixFest or we're in a studio. But to be on stage with five people directing an interview and then an entire room full
it
of
was
people,
hard.
While even listening back to yeah. some of the audio as I was editing it this morning, like I could hear the crowd in the background. I'm like, hey, shut up. I'm trying to listen to what Kennedy was
saying. I tried to say a couple of times, but there was only so much I could do. And then, you know, every once in a while, Brian especially would just be like, oh, hey, how are you? Like looking at someone in the audience.
Yeah.
He would just start singing songs.
I know. There was a lot of like beatboxing going on randomly. I was like, oh, where did that come
from? It was like herding cats.
I heard at one point, like, microphones went out. I saw them.
Nick's microphone went out two times.
Yeah.
And then they kept, because they're such perfectionists, so they were like, I need more in my inner ear. They have those little things that are in their ears so that they can hear directly what's happening mm-hmm. on the microphones. That's what those things do for you. And, you know, they were like, I need more this, more
turn
that.
Turn me up in my headphones.
Well, yeah, something like that. And I was like, I can't hear anything.
So that's was it
what
hard for you to hear?
Virtually impossible because the speakers face out and I was sitting on the stage
and they didn't give you inner ears
and I didn't get inner ears and so there were moments that I was like
so what
I might have looked aloof but I just couldn't hear.
That is terrible. Oh,
you know, well,
that's funny.
Learned a lot from this experience. What
sure.
if we ever do it again
inner
I would like
ear.
To have something
you'd like to be able to hear
just a little
sure
just give me a little
that's
ear
something
pod.
I would
be fine.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I did not even think about it because there's five guys and one sitting so far away
like Kevin mm-hmm. especially if I was literally reading his lips
right
yeah
you know what I mean but thankfully he was leaned over and he was really invested in the conversation. If it weren't for Kevin we would have lost control
right.
about three times.
Oh yeah
he you know
yeah he brings everybody back
yeah. exactly
right. How about for you, Salt? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. It was awesome. Got the wife and the kid out and we showed up a little late and so we got in at the end of the meet and greet with the Backstreet Boys and when we walked in with CP she was wearing the unicorn hat that your wife gave us, Carson.
Oh yeah.
And she has this little pink leather jacket that we had, so she looked just like a rock star. Like
no,
a
she
rock
had the
rock
boots
girl.
With the fur.
The
well, I had
pants.
She stole the show.
I picked out the pants for her, and then we had these boots that, you know, these furry boots. And when the Backstreet Boys met her, oh my God, it was like nobody else was there. Everything shut down.
That's funny.
Brian grabs her. AJ, he's pulling out his phone. He's like, oh, these are my two little girls. And
yeah.
we literally, that's all we did backstage. We were just talking
all
about
good dads.
Sarah was
yeah.
talking to them, and It was just crazy. It was. They were just. They were delightful.
Somebody came downstairs and said, "We're running a little late." They wouldn't let go of the baby.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "Guys, we got to move on. And they were like, "No."
I took a picture with Lana and CP last night.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and I didn't think about it when I posted the picture. I was like, "Lana and Salt's daughter, CP." And somebody sent me a message and said, "Your wife and Salt had a daughter."
Oh, stop.
And I was like, "Oh, I guess the way I read that was kind of weird."
You don't listen to the show.
I was like, what are you talking about? Then I went back and looked.
Sense.
I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh, that's so weird.
Hi, I'm Kennedy. It's nice to see you. And I want to give a shout out to everyone that's here from Mix. Salt is here. Carson is here. Greg and Fred are here. We're just so excited to have you all here with us today to be a part of this very, very special moment. I'm only sweating a little bit. So let's give it up for Avenue 34 tonight. Can you believe this space inside the Park Plaza? Ladies and gentlemen, please, Big Boston, welcome to the Backstreet Boys.
What's up, Boston? What's up, Boston?
Wow, hello. Look at this amazing crowd.
Wow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
You ladies look beautiful, and then the guys look handsome. There's a couple guys.
Yeah.
Fellas in the house look handsome, too.
The fellas look,
handsome,
that's what I said.
Fellas,
no, I said it.
All right, so I only have 30 minutes with you guys, so let's get to it.
Let's do
it.
Shut up.
Bring it back.
It was literally like herding cats, and I was sweating you guys so much. Annie, I'm sure you can. So, like, you know when you, in the summertime,
yes.
And you, like, sit and there's, like, sweat from your legs?
Oh, my God, it's literally the worst thing
I had to stand up from the stool at one point during the interview, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to know what this is going to look like. Thank God I was wearing black. Like, I just... Yes.
Yep.
Flop sweat everywhere.
So Kennedy asked the guys about being dads.
This was actually a question from MJ from Worcester. So it was an audience question. So
what
was great.
Is your favorite part about being a father?
Is knowing that I can get it right with my son, that I can be the best dad for him. For me, it's having two people in my life that have to take my kisses. It's not conditional, unconditional love.
Unconditional.
They have to take it.
Unconditional.
Dude. I used to have all my brothers and sisters, all their little nieces. I used to like. I'm just a very affectionate person. I just love kissing, like especially baby cheeks. They're so soft.
Hold that,
like,
Howie.
I just like nibble on them. I get a little crazy sometimes. My wife's like, stop. She's like, you know, especially with me and my beard, I tear their skin all up, but. They take it. They're just like, they're so sweet.
It's funny because we're all at different stages, you know? So for me, I'm just trying to stay cool, you know?
It sucks when they don't think you're cool anymore,
because,
doesn't it?
You know, my son, he wants to be an artist, and he's a great performer as well, a great singer. And all I can do is just be the best, like Nick was saying, just the best person I can be to help guide him, to direct him in his path, because... I think everything happens for a reason, and as I look at my life and I look at his kind of taking off, it's kind of that equal journey where I get to go, wow, you know, now I can sit back and just watch and help guide from a distance.
Saw his video. He's fantastic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I'm just trying to stay cool. That's all. Love you, Bubba.
Having the only girls, honestly, I would not change it for
Karma.
Anything in the world. The bond between father and daughter is indescribable. There's nothing like it. There's nothing better in my world. Ava actually recently had to fill out this little thing because she was student of the month. And at the bottom, the very last question was, what would you want to do or who would you want to spend your day off with? And she said, daddy-daughter date is what she wants to do. And that, what do you want to be when you grow up? She said she wants to be a singer like Daddy and Taylor Swift. I can't compete with Taylor Swift, so that's fine. Looking at how Lyric and her react to each other and how much they love their daddy and they love their mommy. Mommy knows that she's in third place now. She knows that, or second place. She's tied because the girls are tied for first because I can't pick one that I love more than the other. They're both unique. They're different. Lyric's a bit of a terror, but that's okay. They say the second sometimes is a little harder. But my girls mean the world to me, and I, no boy or man will ever be good enough for my girls, period. So I'm trying to set the standard. So I just want to be the best father and the best husband I can. So.
Until somebody like that looks just like you is knocking on your door.
Yeah, it's okay. That's when I have Drew and Aaron and Keith and all of our security standing right behind me, just going like this.
Did you come to my house?
Yeah, exactly.
Mine is just experiencing things again through their eyes.
Wow, that was fantastic. That was a good question. A lot of great answers. Hearing them all as dads.
It was good.
Considering like how long we've been watching their careers and how they were, you know, they were just having a great time when they were young and, you know, seeing them evolve.
It's just like seeing Salt.
Well,
yeah, but it didn't happen in 12 months.
A couple of them did.
When I met AJ last night, like literally within 2 seconds of him seeing CP, he was on his phone showing me pictures. It's just this thing. It doesn't matter where you are in your career. You're a superstar, whatnot. Like, they're honest to God. They're the nicest guys.
Yeah, they really are. It's very cool stuff. So again, a big thank you to Backstreet Boys Under the Tree with BSB. And again, as soon as we can, we'll get all the audio and the video up at mix1041.com. So just in case you're new to the show, I have a son. He's 8 years old. We started recording him, I don't know, like 6, 8 months old, trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to say.
Right. Thus the name.
Right. And now it's evolved into he just shares his thoughts about the world and what's going on around him.
Right.
Kennedy was able to get him Santa's phone number.
What?
And he comes to me the other night. He's like,
I know people.
Can I text Santa? Can I text Santa? And I'm like, well, no, it's like 8. It's too late. You got to text earlier.
So yeah, because he's in North Pole time zones.
Exactly.
You know, it's tough.
And I know Santa goes to bed early sometimes. So then he came at me the next day at like 4:30. He's like, text Santa, text Santa. And here he is recapping what happened when he texts Santa Claus.
How's he even texting us back? I mean, it's the North Pole. It's like a million miles away.
He's probably got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
What do you think he's texting on?
He could be texting on anything. He has elves. He could be texting on the newest phone there is in the possible world.
That is a really good point. So what did you say to him when you first texted him?
I said, hey, it's me, Barrett. I just wanted to see if you're around.
And what did he say?
Well, hello, Barrett. How are you today? And I said, I am very good today. Am I on the naughty list or not?
Were you so scared to ask him that question?
Direct question.
Scaredest person on earth. I thought he would say no.
And what did he say?
He said, well, I'm afraid that's a list I'm still working on. But I heard you had a great report card today. I am very proud of your hard work. And he wasn't even there.
I mean, that is incredible. We just got your report card back today, and he already knew.
I mean, that's inside a, like, guarded school. How the heck could he see inside?
So what else did you say to him?
I said, wait, what? How did you know that? And he said, because I'm Santa. I know everything. I have my elves everywhere. In fact, I think one of my elves is in your freezer right now. That's my elf in my freezer right now. He's actually in my freezer. And then I said, well, I gave my list to one of your helpers at the mall, but I want to ask you too for some Hot Wheels, and you might be a little mattress topper and some Legos.
And what did he say to all of that?
I did get the message.
That means, you know, how you gave your list.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't pass out.
He was just overwhelmed with emotion. He was talking to Santa.
He really asked for my pillow mattress topper.
He's literally 25 years old.
He's like 55 years old. What kid?
And he'd rather eat a spinach salad than a hamburger.
A MyPillow mattress topper.
Am I on the naughty list or not?
I mean,
coming in hot, right?
No,
to know right now.
You got to ask the direct questions, and Santa appreciates that, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have a lot of time. He's texting everybody. He's got his minions everywhere. What the hell was Ziggy doing in the freezer?
I don't know. Ziggy the elf, you know.
Did he get caught with some vodka or something?
Well, he lives in the North Pole, so every once in a while, he just likes to, you know, hang out in the freezer.
Feel like he's home.
Right, exactly.
One last thing before I have to go. Did you enjoy the Nutcracker last night? It's one of my favorites. What the heck?
He knew you went to see the Nutcracker Ballet with Mom and Aunt Lane and Mimi. You also texted him a picture, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? And then...
What did you finish it up with in the text message?
Thank you, and I'll be sure to leave you some cookies and milk on our table. I'm so glad I... And then he said, I'm so glad I have to go feed my reindeer, but I'm proud of your hard work in school, and I want to thank you for helping to give toys to other kids this year. Be good. And then I said bye.
So he knew about our 10,000 toys for girls and boys?
Well, I mean, I get that he knew that, but how the heck did he know that we... Actually, I don't get that he knew that.
So he knew we were collecting toys at your school. How are you feeling after hearing all of this tonight?
I'm about to pass out.
It's pretty crazy. He's awesome.
One girl in my school today, she said Santa Claus isn't real. And I'm like, what? It's just people say that because I don't know why.
It's crazy that they don't believe.
It's like they're telling a myth. Santa Claus is real. Who does not believe in Santa Claus?
I don't know. Somebody that doesn't believe in Santa Claus, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, they're getting cold this year, I guess.
They are getting cold this year, probably. All right, I love you.
Love you, too. Mm. And underwear.
And underwear?
Yeah.
Coal and underwear? Actually, I wouldn't mind getting some underwear.
I wouldn't either. I need some.
All right.
Your house is so weird.
I love him.
I didn't know Santa was a fan of the Nutcracker.
Right?
I mean, I learn more about the big guy every day. It's wonderful. I'm 42 years old, and I just learned that Santa's into ballet. That's awesome.
Who does not believe in Santa Claus?
It's a myth?
Not me.
Something?
My Grinch heart just grew 3 sizes.
That's awesome.
Am I on the naughty list or not?
Or what? What?
Everybody's getting underwear.
Somebody just texted in. You can text Santa? Kids these days, they're so lucky.
I remember mailing my letter to the North Pole.
I know. Back, we had to send letters. Now you just text him.
Lucky kids.
I didn't have stamps. I didn't have stamps back then.
Well, that was very nice of you to get that number for him, Kennedy.
I'm here for it.
That was very sweet.
You know, if I can't have the Christmas spirit, then someone else should.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, so we've had quite the week on this show, Kennedy.
Yeah.
We had me being called rude at my son's recital.
Truth.
What else do we have going on in the show this week, Kennedy?
Well, Salt locked his kid in the house.
Oh, that's right. Fire trucks at the house.
And he locked me out, I want to say.
And then you guys came at me with your awful Christmas dad jokes.
Oh, it is time for Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
It's the last of the year. What's up, Boston?
What's up, Producer Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. the North Shore Shakespeare.
Yes.
A.k.a. Thugs Bunny.
You know it.
A.k.a. your mom's matching me on Tinder. A.k.a. the voice of the streets, Kennedy.
Yes, bop.
Double bop. DJ, drop that wrap up, please.
Can never have too many.
Weekly wrap up. Weekly wrap up. Weekly rap, yo, how I'm not famous off these raps yet? I gotta be hot commodity with more star signs than astrology. I can list the ways alphabetical chronologically, but I'll stop digging up the past archaeology. No one's as hot as me, of that I got no doubts. But Sauce the only one with fire trucks at his house. Baby brain is what new parents are known for. How my man Salt get outsmarted by his own door. Now relax, I ain't saying that I'm Sherlock, but imagine his face when he heard that door lock. He started casing his own place for openings. He can't get in the packy is the closest thing. He starts running to the store fast as gazelles. They say, chill, these tickets ain't gonna scratch themselves. They let him call 911, all units coming. That's when he found his own way in. Now, ain't that something? His heart was pumping, but CP, she was safe and sound, which is about when he started to hear them siren sounds. Next up can make some parents homicidal. Imagine 50 kids all playing at a recital. Upon arrival, Carson, he sets up at the front. Rookie move, bro, I bet you only do that once. That kind of stunt is amateur. Know why I say that? All the season parents stay posted in the way back. That's facts. You walk ashamed when you legged it. They just had to turn around and there's the exit. This just like Brexit and you Britain up in this piece. Every other kid's the EU. You were like, peace. Wow. My kid's finished, now I'm out. Cause there's still a line. I ain't trying to hear twinkle twinkle 50 friggin' times. So we asked, was I rude? What you telling me? People called in and said he was, overwhelmingly. Tis the season and you know you got a friend in me. Kennedy ain't really feeling it. We had the remedy. We just steadily hit her with some incredibly great dad jokes till she laughed so breathlessly. Yeah, don't question me. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. Okay, I lied. Whatever. I'm just rapping. She don't like dad jokes or Christmas, so we doubled up. It's like a worst nightmare Oreo. Double stuffed. And the trouble must not be over. No thanks. Where does Frosty keep all his money? In the snowbank. Kennedy, quit playing. You know you love him. I'ma text you one every day. I got a million of them.
Oh, no.
I really do. Hey, Kennedy, why is Santa Claus so happy? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. Hey. See y'all next year. I'm out.
Daniel.
Producer Dan coming in hoard.
Talking
about hoard. Coming in hoard. Was that a new beat?
That was.
Ooh.
Switched it up a little bit.
Oh, I like it. Very Producer aggressive. Dan and the weekly wrap up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.